Thank you for joining us this Tuesday afternoon. Brother Freedom has some words for you and especially wants to direct you to 1 Timothy chapter 6, verses 19 and following. Laying up in store for themselves a good foundation against the time to come, that they may lay hold on eternal life. Father, we just thank you for your mighty move today upon Brother Freedom and the listeners. In Jesus' name, amen.
You know, we're living a time when perilous times are here. It's time when we really don't know which way to go. We don't even know how we should, if there's any studying, we don't even know how to do that. It's a time of troubles. A time of not normal. When you're in those kind of conditions, if you're building a house, that foundation has to be there for a storm. That house may sit out here in the valley for years without much foundation because it don't have to be that strong. But when it's tested with a problem, then it has to withhold the pressure that's coming against it. And that's what the church is in these days. They don't know how to lay up a foundation to keep them through the times of struggles. First of all, we have to start it off by the Spirit. And I truly believe this is where all denominations have gotten off of the path, because a lot of it was started in the Spirit, just like in Galatians, the 3rd chapter. You started well, what hinders you to keep it on in that direction? If we don't have the Spirit of God in our hearts and lives, we're not going to go very far. It's just that the way it is. Most people don't understand it, but it's really by God. He is the one that said it's needful for Jesus to go away, but if he go away, he had to send the Comforter. Because if he didn't go away, the Comforter could not come. The Comforter is that part in us that's a very present help in time of need. It's greater is he that's in you than he is in the world. And he goes, let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. God has not given the spirit of fear, but of power, love, and sound mind. These are the qualities that's in our foundation. If our foundation doesn't have those kind of qualities, it's going to crumble the test of time. When troubles come your way, when you yourself skips the time, if you're really a sort of a not deep in the spirit, you just fall back, that's when you have to rely on a strong foundation. A strong foundation will have to have God's signature on them. If God be for me, who can be against me? He that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us, how shall not with him freely give us all things? The same spirit that lifted up Jesus, he moved out by, will lift us up. So. That's another, in the 8th chapter of Romans. We have to take these, they're part of our stability department. I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. It doesn't say anything about I can do all things through myself. It doesn't say that I can do all things through my pastor, my Sunday school teacher, unless they're Spirit-filled. And they're Spirit-led, yes. God will help them to get you in the place that you should be. But if where you are with the Spirit, you're not going to quarrel one to another, because that's nothing the Spirit's really good at. There's not going to be any different calls made. It's going to be God's call. And you have to get things in order. You need to walk in perfect peace. Perfect peace. Perfect peace is something that is obtained through troublesome times. Getting rid of the problems. How do you think peace arises in nations? It comes generally a war. And that war has to be fought. That war has to be made strong in beliefs. It's going to stand on what it's fighting for. And that's what we are. We have to have those qualities in us that makes us a foundation that will stand against the test of times, against the time to come, that they may lay hold on eternal life. I truly believe in this last hour, there's going to be many people have started well, but they're not going to make it. You said that's real judgmental, don't you think? The Bible says that we know what fruits are of. When a person leaves out the pardon of the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost, I can guarantee you, you're on your way to a fall. I don't know how long it's going to be. You may coast along a pretty good while, but eventually, you're going to fall apart. I've had too much experience with the Holy Ghost. Come and shoot him up. He is the power. And anytime we don't use him, we should resurrect us up and make us a new foundation. No other foundation do I want to stand in. If I'm on quicksand, all these foundations, they're not solid. I should back off of it and start me up a new foundation before I ever prepare my building. The foundation is the first preparation. And if the Holy Ghost is not in that foundation, you need to back off of it. Oh, come on, see that it's where the power is. See what pastors have started at tribes, and I've seen it over and over and over. They wanted to be pastors. They liked the attention, and I've seen some of them that liked that position. They was a little haughty, a little headstrong. But God wanted us with the Spirit of God. How do we get our minds at the right place? We cannot do it within ourselves. It takes the infilling of God's presence in my body, in my mind, my spirit, my soul, to come out to be where I should be. Because it comes from a different voice is working in me. He's overseeing what I'm doing. And he gives me inspiration, and by the Spirit of God, that my spirit becomes alive in him. It doesn't within myself. I get weakened in myself. But I will begin to get strong when we rely on the Spirit of God. Lay up yourselves to themselves a good foundation. A good foundation is the part of the Holy Ghost. There's churches that fight against it. Pastors fight against it. People fight against it. But I'll guarantee you, it is the will of God. In Acts it says, this calling is far off as the Lord thy God shall call. As long as the Lord thy God is still making people, it's in progress. It's up to date. And we should not be ashamed to go to that old-fashioned means. You know, you might think, well, you need to have this new experience so that the churches nowadays, that the Samayan and all these other things, but it's the Spirit of God. If God's not in your spirit, God in your services, you're going to fall off. A religious spirit will come in and take you over, and something's going to come in bad will take you over, and you'll lose out with the Spirit of God. You'll have a form of godliness, but you'll deny the power thereof. From such, the Bible says, from such turn away from. I truly believe we need such a foundation that nothing can shake us. Oh, be steadfast. Unmovable. Be steadfast. Unmovable. Always abounding in the work of the Lord. What is the work of the Lord? It's led by the Spirit. Know that your labor is not in vain. The man that builds his foundation, if he don't put the right amount of cement and rock together, it's going to be in vain. It's going to crumble. It's going to shake when Haiti here a while back. Those buildings crumbled because they had not the right reinforcement. They didn't have rebar. They didn't have the right characteristics. If we build on any other foundation, we're going to fall. I'll guarantee you sooner or later, you're going to have a big fall. Now, I don't know how God's going to judge all these previous people. They think they're all right, but we don't know. We do know there's safety in the Lord. By the power of Jesus Christ and the Holy Ghost. And when you get out here, it's like walking in quicksand. I walked across the Watchon Reservoir one night. Very scary. But you know, you test that because you've got like a big bar ahead of you. If there's some place where it's thawing, that bar is going to go down through it. It's going to be hard to even bring it back. So it's better to be a little slow and walking with the Lord. Bible says, slow to speak and slow to wrath. Well, so we must be slow in the Spirit of God. God wants us to be slow. What slow means? Because you're waiting upon him. God will move you any speed he wants you to move. He wants you to move, not you moving him. But see, the churches right now, I see it, most of them, I talked to this man a couple years ago. He wanted me to pray for him because he wanted this Easter egg. And he said, will you pray that it'll work out right? And I said, Did you ever pray about this in the first place? Well, no, he says, I just did it. I said, God tell you that? No, I just did it. See, when we do things within ourselves, there's bad things that happen. What do you say, bad thing? Well, if you don't get the move of God, it's bad. Because God equips us that we might be overcomers. You know, we might not be out here in the mainstream of life, but we're doing the will of God. God might like to be there just to be a light that shines. Oh, you'll be the only light maybe in the whole street that shines. But you just stand, having done all to stand, you stand there. Oh, glory to God, you've got a smile on your face. You've got the Spirit of God. You've got the love of God in your heart. And you've got the Word of God in your heart. And you're doing it, living up by the unction, by the Spirit. And without that, we are all failures. I guarantee you, without the Spirit of God, we're failures. Failures. We have to have the Spirit of God. We have to have it enticing by the Word of God. We can't think of our own willful ways. Our willful ways stink. Our willful ways are not led by the Spirit. And we, the just, must live by faith. We must have, that supernatural encounter with God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost. It keeps us in line for heaven. We're not out here doing just a light work. It's heavy work because it's in the Spirit. It's something when you put your foundation good, it's going to lay you a climb, a stairway. It's going to lead you to heaven. You don't have to go back and reset nothing because it's set in gold. God orders your step. He orders our steps, dear brother, dear sister. He orders our steps. That's why we have to include the Spirit of God, the Spirit of Christ, the God, the Spirit of God, the Holy Ghost with me. And we have to include the Holy Bible. These are all part of the instructions. Now, the Lord expects us to do a lot of this ourselves, but we have to have the prompting of these sources, the prompting of the Spirit of God, the prompting of the Word of God. When we find ourselves out here struggling with our language, we find ourselves struggling with our temper, with our lusts, the pride, selfishness, jealousies. We know that something's wrong with what's making us do this. And when you have the Holy Ghost there, you don't have no desires for these things that's way below us. We take on higher. And by that eliminates the areas of bad suggestions in our minds. Oh, we want to look at things that we shouldn't look at. That we're bothered by when we see someone walk across the street. And we're bothered by these things. Because we're not where we should be with God. You say, well, that's to all men. Yeah, it is, until you get free by the Spirit of God. When you get free by the Holy Ghost, you'll not even tempt you. You'll walk in heavenly places. Apostle Paul might have talked about burden, but there was a problem. Yes, we can. There's a time when we all, but there's a time of growth. God wants us to grow up and to seek His face, that we might be a overcomer in the last hour. The clouds of glory are open up to the clouds of glory. I don't have to go back and, I gotta do my homework all over. I gotta pray through. I gotta ask that person to forgive me. I gotta do all this thing. It's all been taken care of. And we have to be suited up with the Spirit of God to be alive in the Lord Jesus Christ that we can take off to eternal. It's the destination that we have never been. God has to be with us every inch of the way. How can He be with us every inch of the way if we don't use His Spirit? And you pray, tell me how you do that. It has to be by the Spirit of God, the anointing of God, building up yourself, praying in the unction of the Spirit of God, having the Spirit of God upon you, alive in the Lord. There's no other meanings in all these scriptures. They all lead the same answer. Being filled with the Spirit of God, being filled with the Spirit of Christ. The Lord has God made us this way that we might be a strong people. Strong in the Spirit, but against the lower man. The lower man gets us in trouble. We need the power of God, the higher, the Spirit of God alive in us. That the unction for the wayward man is not force. We need to actually come against that. The Bible says, and ye have to put on dead and trespasses him, for we once all walked according to the course of this world, according to the principality of the air, the Spirit that now works in the children of disobedience. It says, in times past, well, we've all been there. But God, through His grace, give us some that through that we might be saved and we might receive an inheritance. And oh, glory to God, that we're on high. We're not even bothered to these the things of this world. The lower man. Apostle Paul talks about the low, the hidden things. Those things are despicable to us. It's not a what good for your witnesses. It kills your anointing. It kills the Spirit of God. You can't win souls. You can't do any of this thing because you have not the right spirit yourself. You need that correction spirit of God that'll make you more than conquerors through Him. Which says you need to call upon God and He'll answer you and He'll show you great and mighty things that you know not. Seek Him first this day and you'll have an overcoming power. You'll have the faith of Jesus Christ. You'll have the Spirit of God alive in you and you'll walk justified by the Spirit of God. You'll walk in and not limited, but you'll walk in the maximum power of God, the thrust of God. Just be out. You're more than equal. He that walks within you. Greater is He that's in you. Lay up yourself a good foundation. And just the time, the time is short. But the time is so short. You just, every hour you need to make first quality. A time to come that they may lay hold. That's what it's all about. It's laying hold on eternal life. That you'll be ready. That you'll be quickened. At that time there'll be no hindrances. It'll be a time of surrender. It's a time of doing the will of God. And God's going to grant you favor. God's going to grant you strength. He's going to grant you insight. He's going to grant you a unlimited power. As greater as He that's going to be in you. Unless you try to walk by yourself, then you need to dissolve that and allow the man of God, the Holy Ghost to come in and take charge of you to help you. You need that help, oh man. You need it. You don't need to do it by yourself. God bless you. I pray that God bless you this day. You need the power of the Spirit of God. Be alive in you this day. Quicken you to justify you, to make you a vessel of praise, a vessel of honor. God bless you all. I pray that God will bless you this day. I pray that He'll enlighten your load. Touch you this day. Father, just pray to touch your people in a mighty way. Help them there in a mighty way. I pray that the life of love of God will be in their lives so hard to stay. Lord God, that they'll go back, get that old man that don't need the Spirit of God. Let him realize he needs Him. He needs the Spirit of Christ. He needs that renewing. The right renewing, right spirit of us. Praise you, the Lord. Bless you, Lord, this day. Father, we just praise you. We receive that joy, unspeakable, full of glory. We thank you, wonderful Lord. We thank you for Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen. God bless you all. If you need help, be sure to call. Be sure to write in. We'll pray for you, whatever it needs. I pray for this people this day. We pray all over the world where they are. Bless them in a mighty way. Let them awaken to rise in victory this day. Oh, Lord, they might come out from among where they are and be separate, said the Lord. Touch them in a mighty way. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen and amen and amen. 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 God bless you.
Yes, God bless you, and thanks for joining us today.